EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B., and you are tuned in to the eBuzz on EOTMradio.com. You can download our podcast free on iTunes, and tonight, y'all, we'll be chatting with Grammy and Image Award-winning ensemble Sounds of Blackness. Don't move, y'all. We'll be right back. Hold tight. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to eBuzz with your feed. That right there was definitely all things Sounds of Blackness. This is your girl, Carla B. I am actually happy to be here. I'm a little bit late, but I'm here, right? So you don't hold it against me too much. It's been a minute, though. For all things EOTM, be sure to follow my tweets on Twitter at EOTMPR. And if you are streaming live right now from the EOTMradio.com page, be sure to like us. Yeah, like us and follow our links to our social media pages as well. Our studio lawn is open, so feel free to call in with your Sounds of Blackness, inspirational music stories, 718-664-6543, and tonight, y'all, as many of you already know, I'll be chatting, I will be chatting with the founding member of the Grammy and Image Award-winning ensemble, Sounds of Blackness. We'll have Gary Hines with us tonight, and with that, I know that he's so busy, and this guy is doing so many great things, so I don't want to waste any more time. I want to bring him to the phone line. Gary Hines, welcome to the eBuzz.
Thank you so much once again, Queen Carla B, on behalf of Sounds of Blackness.
Hey, yes, what's up? I like that. You almost did as good as me. What's up? Thanks again. I know you're doing so many things. We're a little bit behind schedule, but, you know, we have some diehard fans here, so they were waiting. They were ever so patiently waiting, Gary, for you to come and for us to get online. But really quick, before I even get into anything, I know I mentioned that you guys are Grammy Award winning as well as Image Award winning, the music ensemble Sounds of Blackness. So tell us a little bit about Sounds of Blackness for those out there who may be living underneath a rock or something, Gary.
Well, you know, first of all, I wanted to thank you, first of all, for all of your support. Thank all of the listeners, and we really, really appreciate your patience. I'm just coming from Sounds of Blackness rehearsal, which ran over a little bit, so our apologies on behalf of the entire group and our love and thanks and blessings to you all for all of your support. Sounds of Blackness from day one, and this year actually is the 40th anniversary of the group. Obviously, yeah. We've got, you know, newer members and all that, and a few veteran members, and yours truly has been there since day one. But by the grace of God, we're still going, and, you know, we started with a message and a mission to glorify God by uplifting and inspiring people of all backgrounds through the music of the African-American experience. And so that's what Sounds of Blackness means: jazz, gospel, hip-hop, soul, blues, rock, R&B, reggae, ragtime. All of that music is the music of a people. And we bring that music to people of all backgrounds with messages of inspiration and positivity and encouragement.
Okay, that's cool. That's a beautiful thing. You guys are doing so many great, great things. Tell us this. I know I, for one, want to know this, you know, this particular question. How did Sounds of Blackness come about?
We began at my alma mater, McAllister College, which is right here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. And really how that happened is the gentleman who started it all is now kind of an emeritus member. He's a native of Beaumont, Texas, Russell Knighton. And what happened was, because McAllister at the time, you know, you're talking the late 60s, early 70s, McAllister was a primarily private white institution with very few students of color. But they were always international-minded and always diversity-minded as an institution. And so they embarked on a very ambitious program to recruit students of color, and it was called EEO, Expanded Educational Opportunities. And the long story short, they were very successful with that, and one of the offshoots of that success was that the students formulated a number of organizations on their own. There was a theater group, Black Arts Midwest. There was a political group, the Black Liberation Affairs Committee, BLAC. And there was this music group of singers and musicians called, at the time, it was called McAllister Black Voices. And they brought yours truly on in 1971, and the reason we changed the name was because we wanted to, again, reflect all of the music, every sound of blackness.
Right.
And we've been that since 1971.
Wow, that's so awesome. I did not know that. I know I actually met you guys earlier this year on the red carpet for the NAACP Image Award. You guys actually, you won for Outstanding World Music Album. So I want to definitely, again, if I haven't already done it, but definitely just say congratulations to you. That is truly, definitely just outstanding, especially considering the length of time that you guys have been in the industry. So what is that old saying, Gary, in regards to hard work paying off, you know, just putting it in to get it to where you guys are today? That's a beautiful thing. And again, I wanted to just say congratulations to you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, my sister. You know, first and foremost, you know, we give all glory and praise to God for that. We're just so elated to have won this award, and in, as you point out, the category of world music, because
yes,
that means that the voters and the listeners and the NAACP, that means that they get it. They get what we're trying to say when we talk about the international realm of the music,
right,
of the African diaspora. They get what we're trying to do, and so that made it even more poignant. And we've been blessed with many nominations over several years for a number of our different albums, but this is our first win, and you know, we're just overjoyed and very thankful.
Yeah, I was a little bit, and I'll tell you the story really quick, Gary. It was so funny, just, you know, seeing you guys on the red carpet after, you know, when you guys were going to pick up your award at the Image Awards. And
right,
the reason why it was so weird and kind of, you know, disheartening just a little tiny was because, you know, I'm a publicist as well. So one of my clients was up for the music, World Music Award as well. So when I got the press announcements and stuff in regards to you guys winning, I'm like, oh, my God, that's just, you know, I hate them so much right now. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But you definitely, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Gary. You guys definitely did. You definitely deserved it. And, you know, you put the time, you put the years into it. And just for you guys to continue on with the tenacity that you guys have and just never stopping, I think that's so great. And you guys are a great example, Gary, for entrepreneurs. I don't know if you know this, but EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. So
on
you guys definitely epitomize that. You definitely do. So I definitely wanted to have you guys on because you're such an inspiration to so many different
God
people.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much.
No problem.
Yeah, no.
I know that you are you're at rehearsal with your team and you're doing a lot of things right now in your area. I want to, for you, if you can at this point, I don't know how much you can share, but share with our listeners a little bit about some of your upcoming projects.
Oh, certainly. We've got a lot of really exciting things. In fact, before I forget, I would ask all of your listeners to stay in touch with us through our website, soundsofblackness.com, and please send us an email at info@soundsofblackness.com. We answer directly. We don't use interns or companies. You'll either hear back from me or from group members. And we also missed all of our activities on that. And so to answer you directly, Queen Carla B., among the things that we have coming up, first and foremost, I should mention, everybody saw the great movie that Brother Denzel Washington starred in and produced called The Great Debaters about Wiley College. Well, we are in preparation to do a joint concert. They have an amazing a cappella chorus under the direction of Maestro Stephen Hayes. It's called the A Cappella Chorus of Wiley College. And we're going to do in concert in commemoration and celebration of the 140th anniversary of Wiley College down in Marshall, Texas. We're going to do a joint concert, and which will also be a live recording and a live DVD, and that's going to be February of next year, and we'll have it available for everyone, release it in June. Of course, you know it's Black Music Month. We'll release it in June of next year. Now, that sounds far away, but that's right around the corner. So that's one of our biggest things that we're working on as we speak, our next release. And it'll be our first live recording as well.
Okay, that's awesome. That's very exciting. And I know when I spoke with you last week, you were actually headed on a trip out of the country.
Yes.
Was it part of a tour?
Actually, this was, in fact, I just got back a couple of days ago representing Sounds of Blackness, and I was a part of and taught at a wonderful, wonderful music workshop called Roots and Rhythm. And it was, as you say, over in London and with a lot of international artists from Brazil, from the islands, from Africa. I mean, it was just from other parts of South America as well. And we culminated in a performance with a group that we affectionately called Sounds of Blackness UK because, you know, we've got Sounds of Blackness really extended families in Japan and in
wow.
the UK. And so, you know, we are very serious about this being international in scope. But that workshop was really very blessed. In fact, all of the listeners can Google that. It's still up. It's called Roots and Rhythms. And you'll see, I'm sure there's several pictures up now from the workshop. And, of course, we had our new CD or our latest CD called The Sounds of Blackness that you mentioned that won the Image Award. We have that there. And we want to remind all the listeners that it's still available right now in some stores and certainly online, CD Baby, Amazon, and all of that. But we had a great time in London.
That's awesome. And I was, oh, my God, I haven't been to London as of yet, but I'm definitely actually planning a trip for the next couple years. So I'm definitely going to have to get with you, Gary, so I can find out that's the spot to go. I definitely want to know. I'm sure you got your little tourist thing going as well, right?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely. Yes.
Absolutely.
So, perfect. I appreciate you, sir. I want to ask you this. Well, number one, before I even go into that particular question, I want to talk about the genre of music of Sounds of Blackness, because I know, well, I think it's not just gospel, correct?
Correct.
Or
we're very,
okay.
We're very, very serious about living up to our name. So the Sounds of Blackness is more than just a name for us. So when people ask, you know, what type of group is Sounds of Blackness? Is it R&B? Is it gospel? Is it jazz? It's all of the above, every sound of blackness. So if you think of what that means, the Sounds of Blackness are spirituals, hip-hop, soul, rock, jazz, blues, gospel, R&B. We do all of those genres, and that's
okay.
Or else we couldn't call ourselves Sounds of Blackness. But we
exactly.
always, whatever the type of music it is, we always have messages and lyrics of inspiration and positivity.
Okay. All right. And speaking of music and positivity, and then, of course, everything that's, you know, surrounding the music industry right now, I want to know, how do you feel about trends in music, especially this year, with artists such as Lady Gaga, who seems to have just a major influence on music lovers? What are your thoughts behind that?
Well, I would like to see us get back to our tradition and continue our tradition of master musicianship and mastery of the fundamentals, to take it on from there, because really, no matter what the genre of music, gospel, jazz, R&B, blues, reggae, ragtime, you name it, there was always a band, always musicianship, always orchestration that supported live vocals, real vocals. So real
right.
musicians, real writers, real producers, real vocals, real performances that are not just so much synthesizer and digitized mechanically produced kind of thing.
Right.
Just back to the soul, back to the soul. The soul in our gospel, the soul in our blues, the soul in our jazz,
yes.
the soul in our hip-hop and R&B. You know, I'm so glad for stations and on-air personalities like you that know that there are more than five songs
yes,
in the world.
Sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but I mean, if you listen to much of radio now, you're going to hear the same five songs. by many of the same producers, the same instruments. I mean, it, you know, it's kind of carte blanche, cookie cutter kind of thing. And so I would like to see the industry and especially our artists continue the tradition of master musicians and master vocals and doing it live and doing it for real, keeping it real.
Right. I love it. I definitely do. I know that you guys have just recently, I believe, released a new single and a new video. So I want you to share with us a little bit about that.
Oh, definitely. Rise is the song that you're referring to, Queen Carla B. And it's in the tradition, speaking of music and bands, it's in the tradition of Sly and the Family Stone and featuring our horn section as we do on some other tracks as well. But lyrically, we've dedicated it to the memory and to the movement of Brother Trayvon Martin and his family and that whole quest for justice. So Rise is perfect for that, and Sounds of Blackness has always been about supporting justice and supporting people and taking a stand. And so we're taking that stand with this and with that song.
That's beautiful. And just considering, Gary, that you guys are just doing so much for the industry, and I know the group name is Sounds of Blackness, and you're definitely, you know, putting out there that there's more than one particular genre or more than five songs as far as getting radio play nationwide on major radio stations.
Right.
I do want to, definitely, number one, I want to, before I even go into that particular question, I want to ask, we'll definitely have you share with us the members of Sounds of Blackness, because there's a big group of you guys. So I definitely want to be able to just put out there everyone else within your team, if you want to share that.
Oh, absolutely. Because many times, Queen Carla B., people ask, well, how many are in the group and who are some of the people that have been in and all that kind of thing. So let me break all that down in a nutshell here. Our total number, because people say, are there 100? You know, when we were touring with Rest His Soul, Luther Vandross, and with Sinbad, Sinbad used to tease us, and he would even put into his comedy routine, there's 100 Sounds of Blackness. It's there are not 100 of us. There are 30 of us, 20 singers, and 10 musicians. Now, when most people see us most of the time overseas or out of the Twin Cities area, it's our touring group, which is basically half that number with 8 singers and 8 musicians. So that's what on TV and when we go on the road, most people see our touring group in terms of the number of performers in the Sounds of Blackness. And then we've been blessed over the years with names that people know and music that people recognize. A lot of people don't know that the great Alexander O'Neill is a former Sounds of Blackness member.
Wow.
And before he joined the Flight Time Band, he moved to Minneapolis from Natchez, Mississippi. And the first group he joined was Sounds of Blackness, and he was with us just about a year, and then he went on to Flight Time with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and the rest is history, of course. Of course, everybody knows the great Ann Nesby, who's gone on to an extraordinary solo career, and she would definitely want me to send you love as well. And, you know, we still collaborate. We've had a saying in the Sounds, once a sound, always a sound. And Ann and Alex, the first to tell you that. And then a name that a lot of people don't know, but I bet they know her music. Cynthia Johnson started with us and then went out on a solo career. Now, people may say, okay, who's Cynthia Johnson? But if I say Funky Town, everybody knows Funky Town. And that she is the voice of Lip Sync and Funky Town. And she is now back with us, and she's featured on a couple of the tracks, including Rise that we just talked about. So she's kind of come full circle with us. And Alex will come full circle with us later on here in the Twin Cities. The Minneapolis Urban League is going to be having an annual event called Family Day. And I just learned that, Alex, we're going to be performing Sounds of Blackness. Will be that's August 25th here in Minneapolis. And I just learned that Alex is on that event as well. So we're definitely going to do some kind of grand finale together.
That's awesome. That is, and I'm definitely looking forward to it and hearing all about that. I want to time is definitely doing a little late, so just a couple more questions. But considering you guys are doing so many great things, Gary, for I mean, not just African-Americans in music, but I definitely want to to talk about this particular group of people. You're doing so many great things. And so how does it make you guys feel just winning an award as distinguished as the NAACP Image Awards and an award, you know, that is backed by the NAACP and that just that just big paramount organization and just getting a nomination and then going into accepting the award? How does that make you guys feel?
It makes us feel, first of all, extraordinarily thankful and grateful, to God, thankful and grateful to the NAACP,
yeah.
And really for people like yourself, because you know what, we can make all the music we want, but if we don't have on-air personalities and radio
right.
stations and programs like yours to play it for people to hear it, then
right.
they won't. And so so it makes us thankful, first and foremost. And then it's a real gratifying feeling, again, to have an organization, as you say, Queen Carla B., such as historic as the National Urban League, to bestow this upon us. It's very humbling and gratifying at the same time. And the significance of the NAACP honoring Sounds of Blackness is not lost upon us. You know, we
right.
get that. You know, going back to the Niagara Movement, you know, and the beginnings of the NAACP and all of that kind of thing, up to today and all that they stand for, because we stand with them. And so it's a great affirmation of what we're trying to be about.
Okay, and that's just definitely well said. What is one of the biggest lessons, Gary, that you guys have learned, or in particular at this point, one of the biggest lessons that you have learned, you know, just being in the industry, you know, just that long period of time that you've been into it? What is one of the biggest lessons?
I'd say probably one of the biggest lessons, Queen Carla B., is in the words of the late, great Reverend Adam Clayton Powell, and as now Tabitha Smiley says, keep the faith. Keep the faith as an artist, to be clear about who you are and whose you are, to keep your faith in God, to keep your identity as an artist, because the industry has a lot of great things about it. The industry has a lot of not great things about it. And among the not great things that frequently happens is to try to change or alter the identity of an artist. And so, you know, we all know the expression, to thine own self be true. And if there's anything, you know, that we've learned or that, you know, we can impart to anyone else that would be at or near the top of the list is to keep the faith, keep your faith in God, keep your faith in yourself, in your fellow members, and in the people that love and support you.
Right. And that's so great. You're definitely just the spokesperson for Sounds of Blackness. I love your answers, and I definitely at this point want to, whenever you guys are in California, I want to extend a exclusive interview on air in our Santa Monica, California studios, because we would love to be able to get that on our TV site. So definitely let me know when you'll be in town. And I know you talked a lot about Roz. So before we close out, I definitely want to play that. But before I do, I just have to ask this question, because you seem like you're so grounded, Gary, in the industry and you're focused, and you know exactly what it's going to take for you to be able to achieve that certain level of success that many people can only dream of. So I want to, if you can share with our listeners, because there are so many people, Gary, that listen to the show, and so many indie artists and individuals that's looking to break into the entertainment industry, and they're so clueless, especially the ones that are here in California, because the industry is so crazy.
Right.
But what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to those group of people who's needing that particular advice moving forward within the industry, be it music or entertainment or just the plain old entrepreneurship? What would you say to those people?
Okay, since your focus, my queen, is about entrepreneurship, and I commend you for that, I would share with them to hold on to the P's. What are those P's? Prayer, preparation, practice, perseverance, and perspiration. Okay, now what is all that about? That's about the preparation is preparing and honing your craft every day. If on a given day you only get 5 minutes to work on your craft, work on your craft so that when the call comes that you're ready. Preparation is also about learning about the industry, reading books like The Business of Music, Volume 1 and 2, staying up on periodicals about the business, learning as much about the industry as possible because it's changing every day. I mean, right. It's changing hourly, as I know you know. But, again, that's where the preparation, the perseverance, and that's where, as we go to perseverance and our litany of P's here, hanging in there. I've seen so many situations where people were so close, you know, to crossing the threshold that they wanted to attain, but gave up right before. So persevere and perspiration. This is about work and sweat and being committed and productive and being consistent and being punctual and being committed to your art. So I know that's a lot, but I try to put it in a nutshell for those, you know, that are wanting to try to do this.
Yeah, and you definitely did. Thank you so much for that. Great nuggets of information. Definitely hope our listeners appreciate it. Before we let you go, Gary, I want you to go ahead and share with our listeners exactly how they're going to be able to get in contact with you again. I know you're on social media big time, so you can check your Twitters, your Facebook, and then your official website, if you could do that for me.
Definitely. I'll start with a website is www.soundsofblackness.com. Facebook, we've got Sounds of Blackness and Sounds of Blackness fan page. And like I say, we monitor and respond to that daily, every day. When I say we, I mean myself and the group members.
Right.
Our Twitter is Sounds of Blackness. And then just Sounds of, we just take the F out of, so it Sounds of Blackness. And we take the A out of Blackness. So Sounds of Blackness, okay, is our Twitter. MySpace. Sounds of Blackness,
they
WWE.
Still have a MySpace? Oh, my God.
We keep them all, yeah. We keep them all, absolutely. So our Facebook fan page, our website, which, of course, you can email us there at info@soundsofblackness.com. Again, we answer. Even when I was in London, I was still checking soundsofblackness.com and getting back. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, again, Gary, thank you so much for giving us a portion of your Friday evening. We appreciate everything that you're doing for the music industry and for so many great things. And it seemed like everything that you said was so heartfelt. So I'm sure I'm not the only one that could appreciate that. I want you to know that I paid attention to what you said, and I hope our listeners have as well. So definitely, y'all, if you're listening right now and if you heard what this wise man has said, definitely hold on to your P's. Preparing, learning, reading, and understanding the music industry, perseverance, hang it in there, perspiration, that work and sweat, get it in. Again, Gary, thank you so much. And before we close out, I want to, we're going to play Roz, but I want you to go ahead and open it up and just tell us a little bit about Roz, and then we'll go right into it.
Okay. I thank you so much again, Queen Carla B., and each and every one that's joined us tonight and that's been a part of the Sounds of Blackness extended family. We appreciate your prayers, your love, and support. And we dedicate Rise, which you're about to hear shortly, to you. It's our new single off of our Image Award-winning CD, first self-titled CD, The Sounds of Blackness. Rise is track number 5. It's dedicated to the memory and to the movement for justice for Brother Trayvon Martin and for all of us to rise together.
Wow. So beautiful. Thanks again, Gary. And we'll go into the song. Definitely make sure y'all check out Sounds of Blackness online, soundsofblackness.com. And this track right here is Rise. Make sure you pick it up, go to their website, purchase it on iTunes, any digital platform. It's there. Again, Gary, thanks so much. Peace and blessings, y'all. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening as well as your weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Angel.
Come on. Sounds of Blackness in the house. We're going to make this thing rise, baby. We'll be right back.
I, Greg Reifstech, the movie maniac, host of EOTM Radio's new movie show, I'm putting the sexy back in the loving movies. We're not just going to review the movies on the Movie Maniac show. We're going to go behind the scenes and talk to the people that make the movies. We're going to talk to you about why you're obsessed with the movies you're obsessed with. You can catch my new show live at EOTMradio.com every Sunday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, starting July 22nd. Follow me on Twitter at MovieManiac, EOTM. Find me on Facebook at EOTMMovieManiac. And of course, catch my posts on the EOTMblog.com.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.